Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, bless the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, bless the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah, Father God, we come this morning to say thank you. Hallelujah, for another day. Hallelujah, thank you for another day, Father. Thank you for, hallelujah, Father God, making a way out of no way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for bringing us through the midnight hours, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumbered. Thank you for ushering us into a brand new day that we have not known, have not seen, will not know or see again. Oh, Father God, as we rise and shine this morning, Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, a plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us today. Father God, as we decree and we declare, as we stand on the promises of your word, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your protection. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we thank you for your provisions. We thank you for the blood. Oh, God, we thank you for your mercies, grace. Father God, we just want to give your name praise for absolutely, absolutely, absolutely everything. Thank you, Father, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over, over, and over, and over, and over again. So, Father God, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day. We thank you for this day, and now we surrender the day back over into your hands, that you would unfold it according to your goodness, your mercy, and your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for all the ministry partners, Father God, and their families. We thank you for our listening audience around the globe, Father God, that they are being encouraged through your word, empowered through your word, changed through your word, because your word is the only thing that can make it happen. So we bless you, God. Now, Father God, we ask that you would bless our services today, wherein only you will get the glory and your people will be edified. Satan is horrified, Father God, but we are protected. We are not afraid of the arrows by day or the terror at night. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We do bless the Lord Jesus. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, 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 and you too. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord, as we rejoice in the God of our salvation in this day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to extend a hearty welcome to all of our first-time listeners listening in across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you for being here. We ask that you would have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. Well, saints, amen. Hallelujah. God brought us to it. Amen. Hallelujah. We're wrapping up the end of the week. Amen. Only God did it. Only God did it. Amen. And we want to God, amen, for another day, another night, another week. Amen. Another hour, another moment in God's presence. Amen. So we just want to give God praise. Amen. And thanking God for you and you and you and all of you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. All right. I want to talk to you this morning about a woman in the Bible. She didn't have a name, but she has a story. She has a story, beloved. Amen. And we can learn from her story. Amen. Because we can just learn from her story. So let us see what the Bible has to say. Amen. God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, this morning we want to talk to you about Job's wife. Job's wife, beloved, let me tell you something. This girl here, amen, the Bible didn't even give her a name. Didn't even mention her name, amen, because of her disposition. Amen. She was not a good example of a good wife. Oh, no, 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 no. Her disposition was not good at all. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, beloved, as we will see in a couple minutes here, that this woman here, she urged her husband to commit suicide. Now, you know that ain't no good example. That's not no good example, no good wife. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles. Amen. To the book of Job. Amen. Chapter number 2. Amen. I want to read 2 verses in your hearing. Verse 9 and 10. Job chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. And it reads like this. His wife said to him, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die." He replied, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" And all this, Job did not sin in what he said. Beloved, we see this scripture here, glory be to God. She's encouraging her husband, amen, to commit suicide because of everything that Job suffered. The boils, amen, the children dead, lost everything, glory be to God. I guess she just said, look, just go ahead and die, Job, and look, I can collect your insurance policy. I mean, I'll collect your insurance policy, and I'll be better off with you dead than living. And if I heard some women say that myself, say, you know what? I'll be better off with my husband dead than living. See, because they got this big $100,000, $1 million insurance policy, got all this money. You know, the husband right now is only worth about maybe a $50,000. And they say, well, if he die, I can get $100,000. See, beloved, this is wicked type of thinking. This is wicked type of thinking. She encourages her husband to commit suicide. Now, beloved, let me tell you something. God is not pleased. Now, I want you to check this out. I'm going to see how God looks on these type of evil conversations and thoughts. Job chapter number 42, look at verse 14. All right. It gives us the names of Job's 3 daughters. It says, now the first daughter he named Jemima, the second Keziah, and his third daughter's name was Karen Kapach. Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters. and their father granted them an inheritance along with their brother. So we see the Bible mentions the Job's three daughters, their names, mentioned they was beautiful, and they had a little something going on because daddy took care of them. Daddy made sure they had an inheritance. They wasn't broke. They didn't have to hook up with somebody just to get some money because they had their own money. But nowhere in the Bible does the Bible mention Job's wife's name. Something to think about, ain't it? Something to think about. Does your so-called help meet? Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. But nowhere does the Bible mention her name. Glory be to God. Now, the Bible tells us that she was with Job, with Job's trials and Job's tribulations. And just because somebody with you don't mean their heart with you. Just because you live in the same house with somebody don't mean nothing. Come on. Yeah, but they've been living together for 40 years. So what that mean? Job's wife was with Job during the whole ordeal. But we see right here, beloved, that her heart wasn't with Job. Maybe she just wanted security. Huh? Or whatever. Maybe she just wanted the house to live in. But beloved, the Bible, when it goes to identify Job's wife, she is only identified by 10 words. Now here we got the names of Job's daughters. We don't have the name of his wife. And the only thing the Bible identifies her with 10 words that she uttered to her husband. As she saw him suffering from so much bodily pain and discomfort. Suffering. Glory be to God. Boils everywhere. Sick. Glory be to God. Huh? My God. And then she asked Job, you still holding on to your integrity? Don't you see God ain't with you, man? What's up with you? Curse God and die. Just go ahead and die. 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 Now, that's mean. That ain't even mean, beloved. That's wicked. Just go ahead and cash out. Just cash out, boy. See? Maybe Job was a burden to her. See? Glory be to God. Curse God and die. In your suffering. What she was telling Job. Now, this is her husband now. This is her husband. She's telling Job here, in your suffering by taking your own life. Just get out your suffering. Come on. You don't have to go another day like this. Come on. Take your life. You want the gun? Here, I'll give you the gun. What, you want some pills? How you want to do it? See? Take your own life. She urged Job to commit suicide and relieve himself of any further anguish. Glory be to God. I mean, after all, Job, can't you see God ain't with you? I don't know what you done did, boy. I don't know if you know. I can hear now. I don't know what you done cheat on me, Job. What you doing, Job? You know, you come on now. Huh? God got you suffering. Now, come on, God. God don't have his people suffering like this. Now, if you suffering something, you done did something wrong. Because everybody that served God bless. Don't nobody get sick if they serve God. Don't nobody break out in boils if they serving God. Oh, you got some people that believe that too. They got some people up there believe if you sick that you done did something wrong. They forget about the scripture that says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. They forget that scripture. Come on, Joe. And you're sick, boy, and you're broke, too? Now, you know poverty of the devil. Lord, we got to get up here and go. I got to get down into the welfare office in the morning so we can get some money and some food up in here. Now, Joe, you know this is a curse. Now, we don't, I don't know how the curse got in the house. Oh, boy, she just rubbed her husband when she should have been encouraging her husband. Amen. Motivating her husband. Glory be to God. Beloved, it is because she allowed Satan to use her. Job's wife allowed Satan to use her as an instrument to grieve her husband instead of comforting her husband. As a wife, she should have been a comfort to her husband. Baby, we going to be all right. Baby, we coming up out of this. Baby, hello. We don't know what the Lord, the devil is a liar. Baby. Baby, come on, I got something for them boils. I got a little formula here. Baby is going to be, oh, give me a kiss, boo. Give me a kiss. Come on, boo. That's what she should have been doing, giving that man some type of comfort. Baby, you got an appetite for anything? What about a little soup? Can you sip a little tea, babe? Oh, no, she don't want to be no comfort. She want to bring grief. She busting up in there and said, but, you know, just take your life. And take your life. We'll have a quick funeral, and your suffering will be over. My God, Jesus, who want to be married to a woman like that? She was the devil's accomplice, beloved. She was working with the devil. She was an instrument of Satan. Glory be to God. The little she said to her husband, because the Bible only recorded those 10 words that Job's wife said to him. Nothing else. I guess there wasn't nothing else important. The Lord said, learn from this. The little that she said to her husband, beloved, whose heart was at the breaking point. Job was already at the breaking point. Already not going through, not knowing why he was going through. He couldn't figure it out. See? And here she come, that was just enough to crush him. That was enough to kill him. He didn't have to take his own life. That was enough to give the man a heart attack and take him out of here. Here, my wife, the woman I love, coming in here crushing me like this. I'm trying to live. She want me to die. And she gonna open her mouth and speak it. That shows where her heart is. See, the words that come out of your mouth only reveal what's in your heart. That's why I say you can live with somebody for years and your heart not be with them. You're just sharing the same address. The one closer to him than all the others. The wife was closer to him than the children, closer to him than the friends. It wasn't nobody closer than the wife. And that's the way it should be. Should nobody be closer to the wife than the husband? And should nobody be closer to the husband than to the wife? And this is how it was. And instead of her encouraging him, see, and offering him a little sympathy, glory be to God, she wants to remind him, glory be to God, of the worst trial of all. See, this is why the Bible tells us, beloved, that those who are closest to us, they're the ones that get us, the ones that are closest to us, because we love them so much. Glory be to God. The man's enemies are of our household. See, so if a stranger says something to you, a stranger came and said, oh, man, just put the gun to your head and shoot this girl, man, take yourself out of misery, you can tell him this where to go. You can just tell him where to go. Man, get out of my face. Man, get out of here. But when your wife, that somebody, the Lord say, let no man put asunder. When your wife, when the two become one, when your wife tells you to just take your life and commit suicide, oh, that's a hurt piece there. Oh, that's rejection there. That's rejection. Glory be to God. Beloved, Job's triumphant faith is seen in his most appropriate answer to his wife. Now, Job was weak, but Job had enough strength to respond to his wife.
Glory be to God.
He said, you got to be crazy. You want me to take my own life?
Glory be to God.
I can see Job lying down. Say, wait a minute. Let me sit up a little bit. I got something to say to you, woman. He said, you speak like a fool. Oh, let me tell you something. Job was weak, but he wasn't that weak. He said, I'm going to get you straight right now. He said, you speak like a fool. He called his wife a foolish woman. Glory be to God. He said, shall we receive good at the hand of God and shall not receive evil? Oh, you just want to praise God when the bills is paid. Oh, you just want to praise God when it's some food to eat, huh? When you got that new pretty dress. Huh? Or when we had a good night, okay, last night, okay? You just want to praise God, okay, when the children doing well in school. Oh, you just want to give God some praise then. See? But when things start turning for making a turn, look like they're not moving in our favor, it look like we having some challenges right now. Now, glory be to God, you ready to curse God. Now you ready to throw in the towel, huh? He said, you sound like a foolish woman. Now you ready to bury your husband so you can collect on my insurance policy? Huh? Glory be to God. He said, you sound like a foolish woman. And I'm going to tell you the truth. If Job wasn't in pain, amen, before his wife spoke them words, I know he was in pain afterwards. But somebody you love that much, somebody you love to the extent that you married them, and just because they loved you when you was up and doing well, now you're sick and can't do that well, and they just want to throw you in the garbage. So they can go on to the next husband. Oh, that was a hurt piece there. Commit suicide, Job. Commit suicide. Here's some pills. Here's some pills. I'm going to turn my back. Okay, you want some water? You want to do it quick, Job? Here. I'm gonna put four bullets in it. We don't know, amen. I'm just drawing the picture here. But she was there. Now I ain't gonna kill you because I could just take this pill. You so weak, I get to take this pill and smother you when you go to sleep. I ain't gonna kill you, what about if you just kill yourself? Foolish, beloved, God was not pleased with the disposition of Job's wife. She was a bad example. Glory be to God. She was not a good example of what a good wife is. A good wife honors her husband, cherishes her husband for better or for worse, for sick and poor and rich. Huh? You just don't love him, amen, when he can do for you. You just don't love him. Glory, you love him even when he don't have enough strength to squeeze you at night. You still love him. You still feed him. Glory be to God. I know those mothers of Zion, their husbands would come in the middle of the night all drunk and carrying on. They put their husbands in the bathtub and give them a bubble bath. I love you, baby. You was doing well. Now you're unemployed, okay? And now the worst part of that now is the unemployment done ran out. But you gonna divorce your husband because he ain't got no more money? Well, Job's wife got deeper than that. She didn't want to divorce him. She wanted him to die. Beloved, that's pure wickedness. Glory be to God. And we can learn from her disposition. Glory be to God, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Number one, that's no way to treat anybody. Not even your enemy. But especially someone that you are married to. Somebody that you have said yes to. Somebody you said for better, for worse, and life and death. Baby, I'm going with you the last mile of the way. But that's a true commitment. Why? Because that's what God does for us.
He said, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. He don't drop us midway. The devil plays those type of games. The devil, they make you think he's taking you somewhere and abandoning your behind. God don't play those games. He goes with us all the way, and he asks that we do the same for him. And beloved, this is what a relationship, amen, requires. That's why I respect the woman that called and canceled with my mother and said, cancel, you don't have to do the wedding, I ain't getting married. I respect her, but she ain't ready. Glory be to God. But what if I meet, if you meet somebody else, too bad. You already committed to this situation. And Job's wife wanted out. She said, Job, you can hang in here. I hate to see you suffer like this, boy, but I think you'd be better dead. That's what she was telling the husband. Could you imagine the thunder, the little bit of life he had, the thunder he had, the hope he had? He had to fight through all that, fight through all that, and now come his foolish woman. He called her a fool. Beloved, Job was determined not to sin with his lips as his thoughtless wife had done. She sinned with her lips, beloved. Job said, no, I don't think so. For Christ I live, well, for God I live, and for God I die. I got to, you know what Job was saying? Job said, I got to die anyhow. I look, this how God want to take me out? And that's how I'm going to take out. But guess what? I ain't taking my own life because I don't know what God going to do. Now, what if Job had taken his life? See? Not knowing it was the will of God for him to be resurrected. It was the will of God to raise him up. A lot of times we give in too soon. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, God, as women, God has given us an affectionate heart, and God has given us a large capacity for sympathy and compassion. We are nurturers. That's how we are made up. That's our makeup. That's who we are. So it is incumbent upon us to all of us who profess Christ, our faith in Christ, beloved. We must bind our husbands closer to Christ. We, matter of fact, the sanctified wife sanctifies the husband. Our husbands love Christ more because of our holiness and our godliness. The love is in our hearts. Our husbands that wasn't doing right want to do right now. Now they want to do right because they connected and married to you. They thinking right now, they doing better than they did before because they're connected to you, because you are an encourager. But see, beloved, the power of a woman is so great that she can build her house, or the Bible says she can tear her house down. She can make that house a palace, or she can make it a jailhouse. And this is the direction that Job's wife went. The Lord said, I ain't even going to mention your name. I'm just going to put in the book those 10 words that you spoke to your husband out of your foolish mouth. And anytime your husband called you a fool, and today's vernacular, I don't know, probably be close to calling you something else that begin with a B. It ain't a good word. But it was true in this case. Beloved, as women, I want to encourage you, especially those of you who have husbands, spouses, and those of you who are hoping to get some. Glory be to God. You must persist in encouraging them. You must encourage your husband in times of trial and times of tragedy. You don't cuss your husband out because your husband came home and tell you he lost a job. You encourage your husband to know that there's another job, baby. Matter of fact, look, what about going into business? Look, let's go and put our money together and go get a pickup truck. Because if you own a pickup truck, you can always make a dollar. Let's go get a pickup truck and while you between jobs, and let's make this thing work. You're supposed to encourage it. Matter of fact, this is a true story, and I'm finished. Husband came in, amen, lost his job, came in, told his wife. She said, baby, it's going to be okay. She's going to be okay. She fixed dinner for him. They had a romantic evening. Oh, yeah, it was lovely. Honey, when the night was over, when the husband woke up the next morning, he had an idea. He had an idea. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God that brought much money to, matter of fact, their lives was never the same. Why? Because, amen, instead of the wife beating him up, telling him he was no good, uneducated, and couldn't keep up, instead of him beating the man up like Joe's wife did, she encouraged him. She said, get over here and give me a kiss, baby. Hey, my God. And that encouragement sparked ideas. Huh? Let me tell you something. Women, you got the power. You got the power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This Joel's wife is a bad example of a helpmeet. The woman is supposed to be a helpmeet. You cannot be a helpmeet tearing your husband down and convincing your husband to commit suicide because things done got bad. It might be difficult from time to time, but I'm telling you, God will make a way out of no way. And God will bless you without you having to be called a foolish woman. Glory be to God. Let us learn from Joe's wife, beloved. Let us be encouragers. Let us be who God has made us to be. Number one, quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. This is what Paul was telling the women, amen, coming to church, amen, talking over the men, talking over their husbands, you know, always got to be loud, always. He said, no, go, shut up, go home, take that home. That's what he was meant when he told the women, be quiet in the church. He wasn't telling them they couldn't preach or they couldn't teach. You know, take all that stuff home. Matter of fact, even when you get home, hush up. Hush up. Come on. Now, you got an opinion, and your opinion is valuable. You got something to say, and you're going to be heard. But it's a time, and it's a place, and it's a way for all of that. So, come on. Be quick to hear, slow to rap. Come on, loud mouth. The Bible says it's better to live by yourself, amen, than to live with a loud mouth woman. And that's what the Bible says. Studying to be quiet. Let me tell you something about men. They love quiet women. They love quiet women. I talk to a lot of men. I have a lot of men that's friends. I ain't with the bed with none of them and ain't going to bed with none of them. Huh? They love quiet women. Yep. And the Bible speaks about that. But those loud mouth women, always got to get the last word, always got to be bossy. Nah, baby, you ain't winning. You think you're winning, but you ain't winning. Let us learn from Joe's wife, beloved. Let us be good examples. Amen. Let us love all the way. Amen. And let us love. Look, if you don't fell out of love, God can rekindle the love. But even if you don't fell out of love, you still got to look. What about the agape love? That agape love says we're supposed to love everybody. So even if you have fell out of the eros love with your spouse, okay, that man, that husband and wife type of love, you still got the agape love. So that means you still got to respect the man, and the man got to respect you. It's no excuse to be carrying on like this. You are out of order. You're out of order. And the Bible has a whole lot to say about it. The Bible has a whole lot to say about it. But beloved, but when we walk in godliness and holiness, we become soul winners and we become very attractive. This is the beauty, amen, that Paul was talking about, not the outward beauty. Because y'all know makeup can make you look like a brand new person. Boy, you can make the ugliest person in the world attractive with some makeup. It's amazing what makeup can do. But Paul's not talking about the makeup and the hair. Ooh, I see some hairstyles. Ooh, make it look twice. And the jewelry. I love jewelry. See? And you get all dressed up and people be looking two or three times because you're just beautiful. But he's not talking about that kind of beauty. Talk about, amen, that inward beauty. See, that inward beauty. That means even if you didn't comb your hair today, even if you got a natural, an afro, and don't have no makeup, no lipstick, no lip gloss, and no jewelry, you're more beautiful than the person who does because you have an inward beauty. See, and see, now you're really something when you can put the two together. That's a bonus, amen. And so we bless the Lord. We thank God for the word, amen. Job's wife, God didn't mention her name because she was a bad example of a helpmate. She was a bad example trying to convince her husband to commit suicide. Beloved, watch your heart, watch your mouth. And you ain't got to say everything. You ain't even got to say everything to speak the truth in love. Even if Job's wife felt that way, she could have just, you know, kept that thing in prayer and said, Lord, okay, I'm having some feelings right now. She could have just dealt with, but anytime she voiced that to her husband, she meant what she said. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? God didn't have it. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to write these two scriptures down. Amen. As we close on this morning, Job 19:17. Amen. My breath is offensive to my wife. This is Job talking. My breath is offensive to my wife, though I entreat it for the children's sake of mine own body. Amen. Hallelujah. Job 31:10. Let me read verse 9 and Job 31. If my heart has been enticed by my neighbor's wife, or I have lurked at his door, then may my own wife, this is Job talking, grind grain for another, and may other men sleep with her. Amen. What is Job's? Job said, I've held on to my integrity. I've held on to my integrity. Amen. What about you? Amen. Foolish woman. Don't let your husband call you a foolish woman. And you definitely don't want God to call you a fool. Beloved, faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for the word of God that has come forth on today. Father God, we bless you and we say thank you. Father God, we thank you for these stories in the Bible because they was put there for our instruction so we'll know what to do and what not to do. And Father God, you use Job's wife to show us what a wife is not supposed to do and say and be to her husband. She was a bad example. Or should I say she's a good example of what we shouldn't do. And so Father God, we ask your forgiveness for where we have been offensive to our spouses. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. Help us to do better. Give us another chance. Help us to show love and not abuse. Father, there's physical abuse, mental abuse. There's all type of abuse. Help us, Father. And we thank you for doing so. In Jesus' name. And our soul says, Amen. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God that will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that the Lord have sent it forth to do. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. We will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock noon. Come on in, call in. Amen, hallelujah. The prayer warriors will be there praying for you, praying with you. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some of us may need to put that request. Well, see, that's a little personal, but we want to thank God that on our altar of prayer, you're in a safe place, meaning that you can put your prayer petitions down. Amen. Glory. If you need some prayer in your marriage, glory be to God. You don't have to give us all the details. Amen. Glory be to God. But we'll pray for your marriage because we're praying anyway. Amen. Some of you are not married yet. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. Amen. Because you're talking like a foolish woman. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. He who findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Amen. So a lot of times, beloved, while we're waiting for that spouse, the Lord is grooming us the same way he is grooming your spouse. See? Glory be to God. So that when you come together, hallelujah, it just be a beautiful. Some people say marriage is 50% him, 50% her. No, no, no. Wrong. Wrong answer. Marriage is 100% you, 100% him. Meet you at the marriage counseling session. Amen. All right, that's it. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God. Today is offering day here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you for being a faithful partner. We want to thank all of you. Amen. And your faithful commitment. Amen. To sow into the word, to sow into the soil. Amen. Through your tithes, through your offerings, through your donations. God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. If you desire to sow into the soil of this ministry, several ways you can do it. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Glory be to the living God. Amen. We have a Cash App address, $LIFE, L-I-F-E, Life, Word, Jesus. Life, Word, Jesus. And what else we have? We have the website, lifewordjesus.org. Just hit the donate button. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for your generous support. Amen. That we might continue to do what the Lord has called us to do. And we're about to bump it up. We're bumping it up. Amen. I'll be making some announcements. I'll be making some announcements in the near future. It's already in motion. We're about to bump it up. Amen. This is what all the spiritual warfare has been about. Amen. Glory be to God. But the devil can't close us down. He can't lock us down because God has already set us free. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Everybody have a good day today. Amen. A good weekend. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. At 6 a.m. And also at the altar of prayer today at noon. Amen. Hallelujah. So supposed to be a rainy weekend. Thank God for the rain. Don't call it a nasty weekend. I call rain liquid sunshine. Thank God for the liquid sunshine. The sun is always shining. Amen. So regardless of what the weather conditions are, amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise in it. Amen and amen. Father, we say thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the people of God. Father God, we say thank you that your word will not return into your void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you for teaching us how to be more sensitive and more comforting and more nurturing to our spouses, Father God, by Job's wife, Father God, being an example of just wanting her husband to die and get her husband out the way so she could possibly maybe even collect on the insurance policy. Maybe he was worth more to her dead than alive, Father God. Regardless, Father God, it was wicked, it was mean, it was evil. Father God, help our hearts to be clean before you, Father God, because we're going to be judged for whatever's in our hearts. Purge us, Father. Make us whiter than snow, Father God, that we might line up with the love of God, knowing that you love us regardless, Father God. May we do the same. And we say thank you and we bless you. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultlessly for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Walk in the blessings, beloved. And because the blessed manifestation is already here. Amen. And as we said, I'll say it again, Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. I love you. Amen. God bless you.
Try your mind.